Everyone should be aware of Stevia, the all-natural sweetener. It's a great replacement for sugar or artificial sweeteners made from chemicals. A vast majority of articles and research projects conducted on Stevia have concluded that it may be the one sweetener that is actually good for people. It has been shown that Stevia can help individuals maintain normal blood sugar levels, and it is a zero-calorie sweetener. What is Stevia? And why is Coca-Cola teaming up with Cargill to make it a replacement for sugar in many products? Also, why has the FDA rejected stevia as a food additive, but permitted it to be used as a dietary supplement? First, let's take a look at the origins of stevia and how it's gained attention with the rise in demand for low-carb foods and low-sugar substitutes. Stevia has been used for centuries by native South American tribes as a sweetener in yerba mate and medicinal teas for treating heartburn and other ailments. It's a plant in the chrysanthemum family, which grows wild in parts of Paraguay and Brazil. Wikipedia describes stevia as an herb or shrub in the sunflower family, native to subtropical and tropical South America and Central America. The plant's extracts have up to 300 times the sweetness of sugar, but have a negligible impact on blood glucose. That is why stevia is gaining attention as a sugar substitute that can help people maintain normal blood sugar levels. Since the early 1970s, Japan has led the way in cultivating and using stevia as a replacement for artificial sweeteners such as cyclamate and saccharin, which are alleged carcinogens. Commercially produced in Japan since 1977, stevia sweeteners are often used in that country for low-carb foods and soft drinks. Japan currently accounts for about 40% of the world's consumption of stevia, more than any other country. It is now widely used throughout the world, especially in East Asia, South America, and Israel. Stevia has been available as a dietary supplement in the United States and Canada since the mid-1980s. In 1984, Dr. Teifu Chen, an American herbalist from Taiwan, perfected a method to extract the sweetness from stevia without using chemicals. This method is accepted today as the most advantageous way to produce stevia products for consumption. Dr. Chen's company, Sunrider International, successfully petitioned the FDA in 1995 to lift the import alert on the extract of stevia leaves. And in May of 2007, Coca-Cola announced plans to seek approval for its use as a food additive. Coca-Cola currently uses stevia in soft drinks made in Japan and is hoping to market a new calorie-free sweetener in the United States to use in low-carb foods and other products by 2009. Sunrider was one of the first companies to introduce stevia to the market, with the product Sun Nectar in 1984 and later a variation known as Sunny Dew, which we carry here at besthealthfoodstore.net. Coca-Cola has teamed up with the agricultural products company Cargill to market Rebiana-sweetened products in 12 countries that already allow stevia as a food additive. As far as I can tell, through research and through my own experience with Sunny Dew, the benefits of this herbal extract far outweigh any possible negative consequences. Stevia is hundreds of times sweeter than sugar, so very small amounts are required to sweeten beverages and foods. Sunny Dew, the stevia product we sell at besthealthfoodstore.net, contains complex carbohydrates that are beneficial to anyone. It has been said that stevia is food for the pancreas, which can help maintain normal blood sugar levels. Through my own daily use of stevia in our product Sunny Dew, I can say that it has helped reduce cravings for sugary foods. I encourage anyone who's searching for quality nutrition to investigate stevia. Look for Sunny Dew at besthealthfoodstore.net. And thanks for listening.